Jeremiah chapter 18. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord Jehovah, saying, Arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and watched as he worked a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord Jehovah came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Says the Lord Jehovah. Surely, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I will speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, and to pull down, and to destroy it. If that nation, against whom I have pronounced, turns from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. And at what instant I will speak concerning a nation, and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it. If it does evil in my sight, that it does not obey my voice, then I will repent of the good, with which I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah, and to those who live in Jerusalem, saying, This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Indeed, I frame evil against you, and devise a plan against you. Return now every one from his evil way, and make your ways and your deeds good. And they said, There is no hope. But we will walk after our own plans, and we will all do the imagination of our own evil hearts. Therefore this is what the Lord Jehovah says, Ask now among the heathen. Ungodly nations. Who has heard such things? The Virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow of Lebanon which comes from the rock of the field? Or shall the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me, they have burned incense to vanity, and they have caused them to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths, to walk in paths, in a way not built up. To make their land desolate, and a perpetual hissing, everyone who passes by will be astonished, and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy, I will show them the back, and not the face, in the day of their calamity. Then they said, Come, and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. Because the law will not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come, and let us strike him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Give heed to me, O Lord Jehovah, and listen to their voices who contend with me. Shall evil be repaid for good? Because they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, and to turn away your anger from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword. And let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows, and let their men be put to death. Let their young men be killed by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when you will bring a troop suddenly upon them, because they have dug a pit to take me, and hidden snares for my feet. Yet, Lord Jehovah, you know all their counsel against me to kill me. Do not forgive their sin, neither blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal in this manner with them in the time of your anger.